In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning as we are preparing to enter into a new year. And we are kind of, in a sense, finishing up this feast that we have been celebrating all this time. And of course, that is Christmas. My mind has been on Christmas for a number of reasons. One, you can still see we have all these wonderful decorations are up. Our children at home are continuing to play with the various things they received. And I continue to be buying things with Amazon gift cards that I bought and buying a lot of Starbucks coffee. I seem to receive a lot of those gift cards today, so I'll be doing that for quite a while. But my mind kept kind of thinking about this child that was born for us on that wonderful day on Christmas Day. But then you heard something interesting just now, didn't you? You heard that all of a sudden the church is kind of having us shift gears a little bit. Right, we're beginning to come out of Christmas, since this is the leave taking or the final day that we are celebrating Christmas. You heard all these wonderful hymns, but the scripture reading was different. The scripture reading is having us point at something else, and it's having us get ready for Theophany, right? But if you think about it, they're kind of similar feasts. In the one feast, we saw Jesus revealed to us as a little baby. In this next feast that we're about to celebrate, something similar happens. Our Lord is once again revealed to us, but he's not revealed to us as a baby anymore, but he's revealed to us as a man, but not just any man. He's revealed to us as the God-man, because in his baptism, we know who he really is, that he is God, but he is also the second person of the Holy Trinity. And today we heard in this new year, we're supposed to do something important. We're supposed to get ready to receive him and to allow this child to continue growing within us. But now we're being told to allow him to grow into mature manhood. But to do that in this new year, we have to get ourselves ready. And that's what I'd like us to think about today. What are some ways we can get ourselves ready in this new year to receive Jesus? So, as we said, we're kind of switching gears, so now we switched Gospels, right? So now we read from the Gospel according to St. Mark. But I hope you notice that the Gospel according to St. Mark begins differently than Matthew and Luke, right? Matthew and Luke begin with the genealogy, and then you have the birth of Jesus. There's no magi, there's no angels in Mark's version. But instead, he begins with these words, "In the beginning, the Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Isn't that interesting? The beginning of the Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we're entering into this new year, as we're entering into our own new beginning, we are being told about beginnings. And how does this beginning start? Well, it begins with a certain person who is telling us how it is we're to enter into the new year. It begins with St. John the Baptist. And St. John the Baptist was a messenger, right? He was sent, the scripture says, with this urgent message. And we know that because they quote the prophet Isaiah, who says, "And there is one crying out in the wilderness." You're not going to cry out if what you're saying isn't urgent, right? So he's crying out, urgently crying out, to do two things. The first thing the scripture says is to prepare the people. And he cries out saying, "Prepare and make straight the way of the Lord. Prepare and make straight the way of the Lord." If you've ever thought about what that means, well, in those days, what that meant was when the king was coming to town, you had to get the roads ready. They didn't have roads like we did. So that meant that you had to go out and prepare the road. You had to remove trees that may have fallen. You had to fill potholes that may have gotten there because of the erosion from water. Whatever it was, you had to get that path for the king to make it ready. Friends of my family in Christ, that's what we're supposed to do as well. In this new year, we are told to prepare the way for Jesus. And that means to remove some of the debris in your life, to remove some of those things that have been maybe been blocking his way. And we do that in the second thing that St. John the Baptist came to do. It says that he came to preach a baptism of repentance. A baptism of repentance. Now, what does it mean to repent? Well, sometimes we think repentance is kind of like a do-over, right? Kind of like a rebooting. If you've ever rebooted something that wasn't working, you turn off your computer, right? And you reboot it, so it starts up. Or your phone. I've had to do that numerous times with my phone. But why are you doing that, though? You're doing that so you can accomplish the same thing. You're doing that so you can continue doing whatever you were doing before. And that's not repentance. Because the reality is, whatever we were doing before probably wasn't what we need to do. But repentance is changing our direction. Repentance is choosing to do something different, changing our direction, and God willing, our direction will now be pointed toward God Himself. So today we are being told to do two things: to prepare the way of the Lord by removing some debris and by changing our direction. But I want to leave you with one little bit of advice. Every time we enter into a new year, how many of us make resolutions? Right. How many of us accomplish our resolutions? Yeah, exactly. So, because what tends to happen many times is we try and do a little bit too much, right? We try and remove too many things out of our lives, and then we end up falling back to where we don't want to be. So let me give you a little bit of a piece of advice that I had read recently. My prayer is that all of us are asking ourselves, well, how can I be in this church a little bit more, right? My prayer is we're all asking ourselves, how can we do a little bit more for Jesus? Well, it's that little bit more that you have to think about, right? You don't have to do everything, but you have to try and do a little bit more. You have to ask yourself today, what is it that I can remove from my life so I can do a little bit more? What is it that I can remove from my life that I can be here maybe one more Sunday, a little bit more? What is it that I can remove from my life so I can pray a little bit more? What debris can I remove from my life so I can realize how important my family really is to me a little bit more? What debris can I remove from my life to realize that the people I work with are important? As we enter into this new year, as we prepare to receive the Lord as a man, as both God and man, as we prepare to enter into this new year, I want you to think about repentance. Think about what is it that you can do a little bit more to turn yourself in the direction of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.